Welcome to the first episode of the happiest competition on earth with your host, Jeffers, the one and only QC, adorable. And joining me tonight is Zelena.
Oh, Zelena. Hi.
Okay. And awesome Ambi.
Oh, I like being awesome Ambi because I am awesome. And you will all learn that very soon.
Diva much? Very much.
Already I'm the evil judge. You can tell by my voice I'm the evil one already.
That sounds so pretty.
Oh boy.
Like we're like 10 seconds into the first episode.
Ooh.
I can sound so nice, but I'm really evil, folks. State that right now up front. Yep. I'm the mean judge.
Coming from the ex-Disney employee.
No, still.
She'll be mean with a smile on her face and cackling away.
Inside, exactly. I'm cackling like the wicked stepmother, but I'm smiling on the outside.
So
you won't know if I'm insulting you or not. Fair warning now, kiddies.
So a little bit stuff about ourselves. Why don't you start off, Zelena?
Hello, my name is Zelena. I love Disney. Disney is my anti-drug. Because of Disney, sex and kissing is dirty and bad. Animals can talk and tears can bring people back from the dead. I have yet to succeed in their theories, and I'm trying with plenty of little frogs. I have, however, discovered I am not a princess, for my mother is very much alive, and I don't have a pretty soprano singing voice. I'm happy to be here.
How lovely.
Did you, like, pre-write that?
Yes, I did.
Because I was like, wow, she really is, like, really well-versed.
Yeah, she just came up with that on the spot.
Wow, you are, like, the queen of Disney improv.
I know. Sounds awesome, and we're just going to be like, what? Because we're, like, doing this on the fly, so... Ambi?
Hi, I'm Ambi Lee. As I've already stated, I'm going to be the mean judge. Well, not the mean judge, because I am actually a nice person, really.
No, she's a scary judge.
I'm going to be the honest judge. I really don't candy coat things, for the most part. Like, I will candy coat, but not a whole lot.
Hi, Simon.
I am the Simon, more than likely, but I don't have the accent, so I'm not British.
That was bloody awful.
That was bloody awful. I want you to run out into traffic immediately and end your existence because you don't deserve to be on this planet. I don't know.
I'm Mexican. I'm not even going to try.
I'm Asian. Just putting that out there.
I love Disney. Disney is my life, was my life for a full year. I have seen the magic happen firsthand. I've experienced it. I've got to create the magic. And it's one of the most magical feelings in the whole wide world. And I'm promoting this now. If anyone listening to this program is in college, look into the Disney College program. It's amazing. Go look into it after this podcast. Not podcast. I do podcast. So I said podcast. After this episode is over.
You should have told me this before I applied to college. Now I'm going up to Washington and freezing my butt off when I could be, you know, well, hello, kids.
Well, are you in college?
No, I'm going to college in September.
Well, yeah, you need to be in college to do the Disney College program. It's an internship. Yeah, so after you can apply starting your sophomore year up through, and this is what I did, was I applied my last semester, my senior year. Mm-hmm. So I got to go after I graduated. So I had a job and a place to live directly out of college for
that
a full
is so
year.
So cool.
Nice.
I was living on Main Street USA basically. So it's amazing.
Anyway.
Not really. I mean, they don't have apartments on Main Street USA. I was living in Lake Buena Vista, but still it's amazing and everyone should really look into it because it's amazing. Have I said it's amazing? Because it is.
She just had a freak out Disney moment there. Folks,
I did. Look forward to those because there's gonna be lots of them with me.
Okay, now bringing the competition and the episode back on topic after that, you know, Ambi moment.
Sorry.
There is myself, and my name is Jeffers. I am probably the biggest Disney geek who's out of college and a guy. No, wait, out of college. I'm in high school. I mean, you know, I just had a Cinderella moment where I had to clear the table, cook the food, all this, and keep pushing back this poor episode and making Zelena and Ambi wait for hours and hours and hours.
Aww, Jeffers is our princess. Aww.
He's our Paula.
Kind of early to begin their bending, isn't it?
Maybe a little later on.
Not only that, but I also have, how many guys have a big stuffed animal, Pongo and Purdy, on their bed? And 100 of songs on your iPod, Disney themed.
You need Disney rehab.
Oh, yeah. I need to check myself in right after this.
Exactly. All right, so I guess we should, first of all, get into talking about what the dealio is, because this is the first audition episode.
Yes, and some don't know what they're doing. Yes. And haven't heard of a show like this before, so.
Yes, so we need to explain. I think we'll get more into what the actual show is going to be about a little later on. So now we're going to explain a bit how auditions are going to be run. So who wants to go into that? Jeffers, Lena, or do you want me to do it?
Lena, go ahead.
Well, okay.
Put you on the spot.
Throws Lena into the fire.
Exactly.
Okay, well, this is my first show. I will say that.
Oh, my first show too.
Mine as well. So well, this is a learning experience.
So if we sound dumb, you know, give us a couple episodes and we should be, you know, back on topic.
And maybe a little drunk.
Yeah, I'm not even legal yet.
Sorry, Jeffers.
Moving on.
Party. So basically you're going to send an MP3 of a verse and the chorus of a song a cappella, meaning no mixing involved, no reverb, just your voice. MP3, please. We don't like waves.
Emphasis on MP3.
Yes. Yes, there are a couple of you that sent waves tonight, and when you come up, we will scold you for it.
Oh, it wasn't so, waves, you know, but, you know, WMA.
I was actually really surprised, because I looked, and one of the waves was actually, like, one of the smallest files there, and I was really shocked by that, because
cool.
Waves are usually really, really big.
Like, yes. 30 megabytes big. Well, anyway,
wave, it's WMA.
Oh, that too.
Ah, same crap.
Anyway, still broke the rules, so naughty, naughty.
So you send your, oh god, you made me lose track. You send your MP3 file, your audition, to Jeffers' email. Please don't spam it.
KaneJeffersWest@hotmail.com.
Thank you. And auditions end on August 24th, correct?
Yes.
I'm not looking at it. Okay. So please get it in time or else you're screwed.
Yes.
Yeah, and if you have any questions or anything like that, you can talk to any of us, or you can refer back to the audition thread that led you to eventually listening to this, because all the same information is in there as well.
Yes, except I had to just... In fact, I actually forgot to post the VAC one, because I didn't correct that one until a little while ago, so I am sorry for anyone.
We will get to that.
Yes.
So what we're going to try and do is turn out episodes of minimum 6 people, maximum 12 people. We do have 12 people tonight.
Yes.
And when we do that, we'll be taking about, for the first few episodes, we'll be taking about 50% of the people who audition. Everybody who does not make it is welcome to re-audition. You can re-audition up to 2 times. So your initial audition is time 1, and then 2 re-auditions. So that's 3 times total.
Yes.
But, and this is really important, really important. So very everyone listen, important. Turn up your volume and listen really close. After the deadline is over, if you don't make it in the last audition episode, there is going to be one last chance for anyone who auditioned that did not make it.
Secret twist.
To get in. It is going to be a twist. We won't talk a lot about how many people are getting through or what you have to do in this second chance, but you will have to listen to the last audition episode to get more information on it. So even if you turn in 3 times and you still don't make it, you still are going to get a chance to get into the competition. Come back and listen. Keep listening through all of them, because we're going to get lots of Disney singing, and Disney singing is amazing. But you definitely, it's critical that you listen to the last audition episode, whenever that may be. As we get closer, it'll probably go up like the night of deadlines, depending on how many people audition.
Yeah.
I think that's about it for all. Oh, I guess we could talk about, there is going to be one additional twist for someone, or probably one person that is a huge advantage in this competition. Huge advantage. Someone from auditions is going to get this huge advantage, but we're not telling you what it is again.
Or how you get it.
Until the last episode of auditions. So you have to keep on listening. Let's just say that this twist is fantastic. One person is going to be so so happy. Will you be that one person?
Yes, you might pull a Jeffers and perform it and survive like 4 weeks on no talent at all. So better hope for it.
Well, I think we have rambled on long enough and they have all the information they need. So I think it's about time.
Oh, do we need to tell them about the song choices or the song?
Oh, for now, you can sing anything Disney.
Okay.
Anything Disney.
Song choice will matter later on in the actual rounds, but
But for right now, everything is fair game, whether it be something Disney live action, something Disney Broadway, Disney animated, from a sequel, from Disney Channel, from anything, from a Pixar movie, from anything that is linked to Disney. Roger Rabbit is cool because that's linked to Disney. Anything Disney is fine for auditions. As you get further into it, there will be restrictions, so...
And you'll hate them.
You'll hate them.
You'll hate them.
Well, some of you will probably love them, but most of you will hate them.
We're evil that way.
Yes, all right, we are. I think it's time we get started with our first audition.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Kicking the brand new show off is Princess Tiana. Tiana she, that is, if you know what I mean. Take it away.
There is just one moon. And one golden sun, and a smile means friendship to everyone. Though the mountains divide and the oceans are wide, it's a small, small world. It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all. It's a small, small world.
Okay, so that was Tiana She, I think. That's how you say it. She.
Right? I'm just going to say Tiana because I don't know how to pronounce.
Yeah, I know. She always like goes off about how we're always pronouncing, like saying it wrong. So
I'm just going to say Tiana until I learn how to say it. Our first audition. Who wants to go first?
I can go first, I guess. I'll be the nice one.
Okay, sweet.
So, Tiana, I thought this was overall a pretty nice audition. You had a nice kind of mature tone to your voice, and I thought you had pretty good control in your vibrato on the very last note, I think it was. It had a very nice soft quality to it. I thought you could have used a little more energy, like just a tad, because don't get me wrong, it was really nice and smooth. But I felt like it was a little, it could have used a little more. But then again, the song is not a really high energy song, so it kind of worked, if that makes any sense.
See, I kind of agree about everything you said, but I disagree about what you said about the song. Because if you're on that ride and those little children are the happiest little children singing about how small the world is, and it's just such a happy song, except for those that have, like, listen to it all the time, then it's not such a happy song anymore. But it's such a happy song, and I just didn't feel any happiness in this.
Like a mature take on it, or so.
Yeah, exactly. It was such a cheerful, happy song, and it was, I mean, the quality of your and tone of your voice was really nice.
Oh yeah, it was really nice.
Right, that's what really I had.
Nice, but I just don't think that it fit with this song because. It was, I can't put my finger on it. It just, I think that, like, with the tone of your voice, I would rather hear you sing, like, a princess song or something.
Yeah, it was really, it almost had, like, a kind of opera sound to it. It was, like, a soprano voice.
Like, I've never heard the operatic version of It's a Small World before until today. Now I have.
Yes.
Thank you.
And there was, I think it was one note on It's a Small World right after Oceans Divide that sounded a little flat or it kind of faltered or something. So, and it sounded a little off, but other than that, I thought this was good.
It was good. It was good. It wasn't
I liked it.
Great,
I liked it.
But it was good.
Yeah, it was good.
We'll see if it's good enough to get you through. You have anything to say, Selena, to add?
Oh, sorry. We totally cut her off there.
Thanks. You guys are pals. I put low energy because, like y'all said, it's a happy song. I think it needed to be more, I think it needed to be a little more energetic. I think I would have liked a better song choice for you, but you have a lovely voice. I mean, no doubt about that.
Yeah, so, if you don't make it through tonight, definitely re-audition.
Yes, please resubmit.
With something that fits that really nice operatic tone that you have.
And fit the energy that goes with the song.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really perform it.
Yes. Even though this is not perform it.
That's
still perform it.
It's Disney.
Are we done?
I'm done.
Okay.
Coming up next is Michelle Lin. The stage is all yours.
Look at me. I will never pass for a perfect bride or a perfect daughter. Can it be? I'm not meant to play this part. Now I see that if I were truly to be myself, I would break my family's heart. Who is the girl I see staring straight back at me? Why is my reflection someone I don't know? Somehow I cannot hide who I am, though I've tried. When will my reflection show who I am inside? When will my reflection show who I am inside?
So that was Michelle Lin.
Lin, I believe.
Yeah.
Lin. Yes.
Sorry if we mispronounce your name.
You can yell at us later if you want to.
In an email.
Yes.
Or in Skype.
All right. So, Zelena, why don't you go first this time?
Okay. Let's see. One thing I thought was you sing a little low or like Sleeping Bear, if you know the term.
Sleeping Bear.
I'm so sorry.
It's our first Sleeping Bear.
Yes. I also, there's, I don't know if you're, I don't know if I like the vibrato a lot or not. It was a little too much for me. I had problems with your mic quality because you sometimes peaked. I don't know what to say really. I mean, eh.
So, no,
I definitely,
oh,
yeah,
sorry.
No, you got a difference.
I was just going to, so for anyone who doesn't know what a sleeping bear is, or the term.
Definition time.
Definition of a sleeping bear is any time you're singing and you're trying to sing softly because you're either trying to not disturb someone or you don't want other people to notice, or I don't know, in my case, not freak out the neighbors, but... but yeah, it's
that Jeffers kid next door is always being so gosh darn loud all the time.
Anyway, getting off topic, but sleeping bear is pretty much when you don't quite sing to your full potential and your full volume, so you don't quite belt out as much as you can.
Pretty like if there was a bear sleeping right next to you and you didn't want to wake him up because he was going to maul you to death if you did.
Exactly, you're trying to sing softly, but
yes,
not wake him up.
Yes. So wait till the bear is awake and then record. Wait till the bear is
away
out,
and like, gone. Yeah, until they're gone.
Yeah, and gone into the woods looking for food or something.
So, Ambi.
I definitely agree with the mic quality. It was a little pitchy at times, especially on notes that were longer. It definitely got a little sketchy on the pitch. And the mic topping out definitely happened a lot. I mean, you have a really sweet little like voice. It was really nice, but it was really hindered by the quality of your microphone. And I think you might have been a little too close to it. And I think that was where the topping came from.
Or maybe go into your control panel and like lower the volume.
Yeah,
recording.
Like the intake volume on the microphone. You should find that somewhere in your volume. On
sound.
Your sound settings under recording, just down it a little bit, and it'll prevent that from happening.
Do you think it was a good song choice for Ambi?
I don't know, because I really couldn't tell because of Sleeping Bear. I don't know. I think that. Oh, God, it's hard. Because I think it might have been better. She might be better with like a sweeter character to go with, like maybe like a Cinderella song or a Giselle, because she has a really nice, sweet, delicate
Tone.
voice. Yeah, tone to it. And Mulan, I think, is a bit more powerful, and I don't think that the power was there.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I think for Reflections, you really need a big voice. You really need to, really belt out the song.
With
Otherwise,
Lea Salonga.
yeah,
Yeah, Lea Salonga.
like otherwise you don't quite perform it to the best that it could be. But
Yeah.
yeah, I definitely think you have a real princessy voice, and maybe if you try one of the softer princesses, yeah, like Cinderella or Snow White or something.
Someone more classic.
Yeah, a
Yeah,
classic
classic.
princess.
That's a good way to put it. Classic. It might work better and definitely work on the microphone quality. Definitely.
But I still
Are we
liked it a
done?
lot.
Oh, you're still talking. Sorry.
Okay, yeah, now I'm done.
Okay.
Done.
She's edgy and sweet. She's sharp cookies. Show us what you got.
If there's a price for rotten judgment, I guess I've already won that. No man is worth the aggravation. That's ancient history. Been there, done that. Oh no! No chance, no way. I won't say it's no. It's too cliche. I won't say I'm in love.
So, Ambi, starting things off?
Yes, I will start things off for cookies. Cookies. I loved the performance of this. You had some oomph behind it, which I liked. There was some sassy in there, and I like sassy. That's enough for everyone. Ambi likes sassy. One thing that I had a kind of big problem on this was I heard your mouse clicking as you were stopping between takes, and it's really easy to just like go back in there and silence them out. I heard at least three of them because I could tell then where you were stopping between them. So you definitely want to watch that. I thought that the first like no that you were holding out was it was fine at first and it got slightly pitchy, and then the kind of run that you did at the end of it was a little odd. Like then you didn't like hit all the notes in the run, and then the click was right after, and it was like, oh, what just happened? I was a little like, what happened? But overall though, this has been the best one so far tonight because your performance of it was really good. I really enjoyed it.
Am I
I
up?
have to agree.
Oh, Selena, you wanna go?
So wait, who is up?
Okay.
Jeffers, you go.
Oh, okay. Okay. Cookies, cookies. I love you so much as a person, cookies.
I love how we all go cookies when we say her name.
Oh, and by the way, that's not a bad thing.
Apagayetas.
'Cause usually when we say, "Oh, I love you as a person," that means something bad's coming, but no, something good is coming this time. So yeah, I agree with Ambi. You had a really good performance for this song. It was pitchy at times, but I think your performance more than made up for it. And
Oh yeah, it
yeah,
definitely made up for it.
I agree. This is probably my favorite audition so far. Yeah, I think so.
Okay. My turn?
Yes.
Okay. I have to agree, you did perform it really well. I love the energy. The notes did seem a little pitchy for me. I would have loved to hear what you sang with for the muses, because there was a little too much silence for me or pauses between the singing.
Yeah, that would have been nice to hear the muses. I was kind of thinking that. I was expecting them, and then I got a mouse click in its place.
The muses turned into a mouse.
This actually reminded
Yes.
me a lot of Imperial Sky's audition for Sing It, because she took like the exact same parts and she didn't sing the parts in between. So I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, it kind of would have been nice if you included it, but it's all right, yeah. I guess.
The way yeah, it is.
We're listening to it.
Yeah, it's the best one of the nights so far.
Yeah, so
but we have a ways to go, so let's see if you can hold on to your title.
But good job, so cookies.
Good job.
Okay, done?
Done.
Done.